The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 909 Dayton Canaan with Rose Gray. Good morning, Rose.
Holy cow, is it cold out there?
It is cold out there. We did not turn the heat on last night. Woke up and got out of bed and wanted to jump right back in this morning.
I know. Do you have one of those rules where you have a date that you won't go
past? We do not. We try to go as long as we can, though, without turning it on.
So. I broke down.
Did you?
I did.
So did Abby last hour. She said she did too. So.
I just couldn't take it because, you know, I'm a warm weather girl.
You're used to being in the tropical locations where it's nice and warm.
I am.
So how are you this week other than the cold?
I'm really good. So a couple things happening. News that you might be interested in. The Department of Homeland Security announced on Tuesday that they are going to allow non-essential travel from Canada and Mexico border crossings and ferry entrances. So lots of things to unpack here. Cross-border travel has been something we've been getting calls about and texts about from the beginning.
Right.
The decision was made from guidance with the CDC that the Department of Homeland Security said that travelers who will be fully vaccinated can enter the country for non-essential purposes. The precise date wasn't given, and this is really a significant development because the United States every month has just been extending it one more month, and in September they did go ahead and extend it through the October 21st, I believe it is. And so everybody thought, well, when is it going to happen? And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, we get this notification. And they're going to welcome vaccinated foreign visitors in November to the U.S. via other countries as well. So interestingly enough, the country plans to accept 6 vaccines that were approved or authorized by the Food and Drug Administration.
Really?
Or the World Health Organization. So we only have 3 here in the United States, but there are 6 approved. And those people will be allowed going forward. However, unvaccinated American travelers will still be allowed to fly back into the country, but with much more stringent testing protocols in place, including a requirement they get tested within 1 day of their departure and show proof they've purchased a viral test to be taken after arriving. So unvaccinated Americans have a little bit more restrictions, but we're going to be seeing our friends from the north and our friends from the south who can get across the borders legally to do so with vaccines.
Very nice. Finally.
Yeah.
It's been a long road.
Yeah, we did. We had lots and lots of calls. I mean, there are many of us who have relatives in Canada that we were questioning this. So kind of a new development. And again, just a little break in the action, as it were, a little light at the end of the tunnel, a little hope for us all.
Yeah. Speaking of calls, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you today, answer any questions about your travel. And we're also going to talk a little bit about a couple events you guys have coming up in the next
big
2 weeks.
Events. And I do want to spend some time on each one of them. So I don't want to shortchange them because I have been excited and then not so excited during this last 19 months. And this week I have been very excited as we work on our world tour showcase. I'm very excited. I think the people who decided to join us on the 20th of October will not be disappointed. I am not at liberty to disclose anything. I have been talked to from several people at the company who said, don't you dare blab one single trip.
Top secret.
It's all top secret, but we will make those announcements during the World Tour Showcase on the 20th of October.
All right. There is another one we'll talk about when we come back. Get your calls in. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose. Good morning. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Got one here from the 414 on the text line. Says, when Canadians visit the U.S. once the border is open, what do they need to return to Canada?
Based on the information I have now, which could change, right. If you've got people coming at Christmas time, don't quote me on this, but right now the Canadians do have to have a negative test to return to their country as well.
Okay.
So...
Very similar to coming into this country.
Yep, exactly.
All right, 855-616-1620. Steve from Pewaukee. Good morning, Steve. What's your question?
Hey, how are you doing? Rose, my name is Steve. I've got a two-part question for you. We are a family of 15. We're taking a three-generation vacation to the USVI. We found a villa in St. John. And the two-part question is, one, things to do while we are there, either on the island and or intra-island with ferries. And then part two is just in this COVID world that we're in, not everybody is vaccinated. We have two minors, most are adults. Just what should we expect as far as vaccination requirements there? Thank you.
You're welcome. So the best update I can give you for COVID protocol for the U.S. Virgin Islands is USVI, Uncle Sam Victory India, USVIupdate.com. And immediately you get a pop-up screen with the information about acceptable COVID tests and who needs them. And right now, you need to present a molecular, which would be a PCR type test. It can't be an antigen test that was taken within 5 days of travel to the territory. Or you can now do an antigen rapid test from a nasal or throat swab taken within 5 days. So that must be new. I think if you check, that probably went into effect in September. So the best thing to do there, you're lucky because 5 days is easier than 3 days, I think. You know, you can comfortably go to a Walgreens or a CVS and know you're going to get your results within 72 or less hours, but that's the gray area. And with the 5 day rule, I just feel more comfortable about that. So that's
sure. So it sounds like just if you're vaccinated, it doesn't really matter, right? Because everybody still has to take a test.
Everybody has to take the test. Yep. It's just, and right. Then you're coming back to the United States. So to come back, you don't have to have one currently.
Okay.
So
they waive that.
Right, because you're coming back from a U.S. territory. So we're not coming from a foreign country. So that's how that works. And that's going to be good for you because getting one at an all-inclusive resort is easy enough. But getting one when you're at a villa, you'd have to march everybody to a pharmacy or something like that. And that wouldn't probably be that much fun. So St. John so you're flying into St. Thomas and you're ferrying over to St. John, I presume.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. So that in itself is going to be great. Certainly you have the wherewithal with that ferry to go back and forth. And I certainly do recommend a day in St. Thomas, if that's possible for you, because St. John is going to be very, very, very mellow. Their beaches are glorious. I'm guessing you've already seen Trunk Bay, Cinnamon Bay, Smuggler's Cove. These are beach locations that everybody knows about. And the snorkelers absolutely are raving about on various websites, etc. So that in itself is going to be great. A day trip where you will pretty much pack the whole family up and take the ferry over to St. Thomas would be great. How young are your youngest children?
They're my brother's two boys, 8 and 12.
Okay.
So they're good ages.
Okay, so perfect. I mean, because I think anything, I would say 5 and under, I don't know that they would find St. Thomas all that exciting. There is a ton of shopping in St. Thomas, a ton. They have it set up. They have one of the best, we call them straw markets, I've probably ever been to because it's organized. It's not complete chaos like it is in some other Caribbean destinations. And there are beautiful, lovely little restaurants and bars and cafes all on the perimeter of that really nice straw market. So anybody that wants to drop out as you're going up and down the aisles of stalls can go find some place to hang out while the rest of the people do the shopping at St. Thomas.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. There are a couple of things you can do with regard to the history of St. Thomas and St. John. They all revolve around pretty much the same thing that all the Caribbean islands do. The pirates came, they built a fortress. Here's some old cannons. Not that exciting, probably.
As far as you know, though, in closing, the islands are open. I mean, things to do, things like that, as far as you know.
Yep. As far as I know, I do know that some of the restaurants, bars are having capacity limitations, and some are still requiring masks in to enter and then remove while you're eating or drinking. But not all of them, but many of them.
Okay. That sounds great.
Have a wonderful multi-generational family experience. That's the best.
Yeah, we've done a few of these. It's all for my mom. Grandma's taken all of her kids and their kids on this great vacation. So we're very thankful.
That sounds familiar.
All right,
thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Get your calls in for Rose Gray. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. As always, we'd love to hear from you. My name is Dayton Kane. Let's talk about these events coming up.
Okay, so this is a true story, Dayton. Last Sunday in church, somebody said to me, you know, Rose, we had to stop listening to your radio show. Like, oh boy, what did I say? They said, we want to travel so badly and you incite such excitement in us and we just don't know if we're ready. And I said, what do you mean you just don't know if you're ready? Well, they're in their late 70s and they're a little health worried. So if you're out there listening, you know who you are. I told you to listen because we're going to do the World Tour Showcase on the 20th of October at 6 p.m. This is going to be amazing. I am working with the group department team for the presentation. I know what we're going to be announcing. You don't want to miss this. I'm telling you. For travel in 23.
Right.
So we got a little bit of 21 left. We got all of 22 left. And we're talking about 23. So even if you don't think 22 is your year, you're still not there. You got to jump on this World Tour Showcase because you are going to want to hear what we're offering in 2023.
Now you got me wanting to listen, and I know I'll hear all about it next week, now I got to jump on.
Well, here's the deal. So you sign up by going to foxworldtravel.com. You go to resources. Under that, you'll find vacation travel shows and events, and that's where you will see the World Tour Showcase plus the virtual Onstage Alaska. Now, we're very smart. We've also got some past recorded sessions for 2022 Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland. If you sign up, we are not making you pay us any money. You are not signing your life away. You can't go. You will still get an email the next day. All the participants and those people who signed up but were unable to participate get an email the next day with a link to the recorded show. So if you can't make it on the 20th at 6 p.m., sign up anyway, because you'll get that email and then you'll know what's going on because it's good stuff. Now, I would not, you know, I got to tell you the truth. We're always going to stick with the old standbys. We just do certain group tours every year or every other year, and they sell great and they're very popular, and we're going to do those. And there's some river cruises scattered in and those kinds of things. But there's a couple of new announcements that are coming out that you are not going to want to miss.
So as I look at this, there's some photos on there. Are those kind of clues maybe?
No, not at all.
They're just random photos. Thought I was going to give the scoop, like go check out the pictures.
Yeah, no. So we're partnering with Insight Vacations, Uniworld River Cruises, Brendan Vacations, Globus family of brands, including Avalon Waterways. Those are our preferred partners for this particular show. That at least gives you a hint as to what it is we might be doing. But a couple of river cruises thrown in there, a couple of high-end good tour companies that we're going to be working with. So you will want to stay tuned and you will want to listen in. And again, if you can only stay for a half an hour, because I'm guessing this is going to be an hour-long webinar. We got a lot to cover. But if you can only do half of it, or you have to jump off at 6:30 or something like that, or you can't jump on until 6:30, all good.
Best on this, do you guys say who's hosting each show? Like Rose is on this one, Colleen's on this one.
We will make some announcements to that effect. Okay. Yes.
Because that's always a big draw, too. You know, I love Colleen. I want to go with Colleen. Or I love Rose. Let's go with Rose. And we're going to go there and see everything we can see. So
exactly. So we're pretty excited about it. I'm pretty excited about it. And it's good to be excited about travel. So for the sweet, adorable couple that stopped me in church and said they can't listen anymore, they told me they were going to listen on Saturday. I said, that's because I'm going to tell you, tune in for 2023 World Tour Showcase.
Well, and everything I read and see says this Delta variant is already starting to slow down. It's a big spike, and then it tapers off pretty quickly. So let's pray that's true and that we're on the recovery path at this point. We could stop talking about this eventually.
We're on the downhill slide. Yep.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Get your calls in for Rose Gray. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Now we're going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Alex Kroger.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Windy but sunny, a high of 58 today, currently 49 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray taking your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. A text here from the 312. My wife and I are traveling to Riviera Maya November 6th through the 12th. I know we have to be COVID tested to return to the U.S. My wife and I both tested positive for COVID in early October and have since recovered. Do we have to be worried about testing positive even though we are well past COVID? I understand you can still test positive.
It's true. And again, I am not a medical professional in any way, shape, or form, but you definitely could test positive. But we have also heard of people who did not have COVID, who have been vaccinated and did test positive as well. So again, the texter doesn't give us any information with regard to the accommodations, but let's assume this is an all-inclusive resort that they're going to.
Right.
Okay. Then what will happen is, for the most part, many, many of the all-inclusive resorts have a wing, if you will, or an area at the resort that is the COVID wing. And that is where people who test positive are quarantined away from everybody else. If you are on social media, TikTok most especially, but I've seen it on Instagram as well, people are documenting their journey of being quarantined at an all-inclusive and how that all works. And so you then will be tested again. And typically they test you often because they want you out of there.
Yeah, right.
They're hoping you can get a negative test and leave. So to answer the question, are you more likely? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that if you do test positive and you are at an all-inclusive, they're going to take care of you.
But
so
what if you're leaving from the U.S. and you test positive before you even leave?
Well, when would you test?
Oh, you don't have to do
that?
No,
you don't have to test to get
leave.
Into Mexico. You don't have to test to get into Mexico. So would it be lovely and great if everybody did test? Because then you'd know before you got on the plane, then you wouldn't go if you tested positive. Because
you'll be stuck.
And we believe in our heart of hearts that many people who are testing positive while in resort in Mexico and the Caribbean probably had it before they left.
Right.
So that's what's going on there. But this is why some people are a little hesitant to do something that's not a resort that is taking care of your A, testing, and B, quarantine situation. So for example, if you were in a villa or you were in a condo or you did something on Vrbo or Airbnb or something like that, you're responsible to go get the test, which isn't that difficult. You can go to any pharmacy and get the test. But if you do test positive, you can't get that negative QR code that's going to get you back on the plane. Everything that happens from that point on is at your expense. Where are you going to stay? What if there's another family moving into that condo that week? You've got to find a hotel. You've got to find some place to stay. So, the lesson there is maybe this year you do an all-inclusive, maybe next year too, because they're taking care of you.
Okay. All right. So let's talk through a little bit of the trips that you guys have planned for 2022 that we haven't talked about this week.
Well, we definitely have space on Alaska. So if you used to be told, well, if you don't have your Alaska trip booked in a year in advance, you're probably not going to go, that kind of thing. Well, it's past the Alaska season right now, and we still do have some seats on some of our Alaskas. So you want to definitely check out that. How do you find that information? FoxWorldTravel.com. You find travel. The drop-down says vacation, business travel, or meetings and incentives. And under the vacation travel, you will find all of the various groups, including the Alaska, that we still do have space on for 2022. There are also river cruise listed, mine in particular. I'll be a little self-serving here and talk about mine. Rhine and Moselle, which is happening next August the 13th. We've got a romantic river cruise. We've got a legendary Danube cruise. Remember our old buddy Bill Jarts from WBAY yes. in Green Bay? He's got a few seats left on his, so that's happening. We have some space left on our Hawaiian Island trip for February 28th. Of next year. So a couple things happening for 2022. Above the river cruises, some seats left on my Ireland trip, which is happening May 8th. Some seats left on Iceland with Colleen. Don't want to miss that one if you're thinking about that. Croatia, the Battlefields trip that I'll be doing September 4th. I did that from the 4th to the 16th of September. And I love this about Facebook. That was all coming up in my memories mid-September.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
I love it. And it just reminded me again how much I love, love, love that trip. It's intense. I'm not going to lie. The one we just did with Jeff Wagner was lovely. We spent part of a day at the beaches of Normandy. We saw Pontahawk. We saw Saint-Marguerite. We saw what you need to see when you go to Normandy. But this is intense. We're in Normandy for three full days and part of another one. So we really do explore Normandy, France, Belgium, Luxembourg. We've got John Bromage, World War II expert and tour guide extraordinaire with us. So we're excited about that. We've got some space on Italy left for next year. So take a look at our website now. If you are willing to go and ready to go, we've got space available for you for next year.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We do have a question about some domestic travel coming up next, but we'd love to add you to the list as well. Get your calls in. 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944, 49 degrees on the way up to a high of 58. The rain supposedly stopped for the weekend now, which would be nice. My name is Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. We're talking travel today. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Dawn in Iron Ridge. Good morning, Dawn. What's your question?
Good morning. We have a family of seven that are traveling to Costa Rica the day after Thanksgiving and returning December 3rd. And we just learned that Costa Rica imposed a vaccine mandate, and we're wondering what that means to tourists in Costa Rica, and especially returning, since we'll be returning after the vaccine mandate that takes effect December 1st.
Okay, I am going to ask you to restate this. So you're arriving while the mandate is still in place.
We're arriving before the vaccine mandate takes place, but we're leaving 2 days after it takes place. And we have a couple people in our party that are not vaccinated.
So you have to live by the rules or the mandates or the protocol that is in place on the day of your arrival.
Okay.
So that is what you want to go by. There's nothing they can do to you while you're in country if something goes into effect, but you've already entered.
Okay. That's good news.
It is good news. And go ahead.
So like entering businesses and things like that, I mean, they're saying that you'll have to show your health pass in order to go into restaurants and hotels and adventure tourism and things like that. But we won't have a vaccination card. So
right.
For some people.
So what I'm telling you is this, they may get in, but they may be treated differently while they're in country.
Okay.
So in other words, if that goes into effect and you were going to go all collectively as a group to a particular restaurant that was mandating vaccination or health passes, they wouldn't be able to join you on that particular day or that particular event.
Okay. What about getting, like, out of the country and back to the airport and that kind of stuff? People have to take some public transportation.
Yeah, that public transportation should not be a problem. I don't believe that's going to be an issue. I think it's going to be you're going to run into problems where they're going to ask you to wear a mask in public transportation. They're going to ask, they're not going to ask for a COVID card, but where they will is if you're going on a snorkeling expedition, if you're going to go on a boat expedition of some sort, if you're going to go into a restaurant, if you're going to go into any kind of establishment, they may ask for that card or a negative COVID QR code.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So airports and things like that are not going to be an issue if we're already there.
No, correct. Okay. You live by the rule that you arrived in, but your experience during that thing may be different based on the various protocol and those who are vaccinated and those who are not.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Good
Thanks,
luck,
Dawn.
Thank you.
Have a good trip. Yeah, that's just kind of like being in the U.S., right? Depending
right.
on what business you're walking in, could be a different requirement based on what the business is telling you to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can remember when masks were no longer required in the state of Wisconsin per the state of Wisconsin, but TJ Maxx Corporation, for example, did not eliminate masks.
Right.
So you needed to have a mask to go into TJ Maxx in Wisconsin, even though Wisconsin was no longer requiring masks.
Exactly, same thing. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. One segment left with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. We'll talk to Richard in Oak Creek next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Final segment of the Fox World Travel Show. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Rose, let's go over to the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Richard from Oak Creek, what's your question?
Good morning, Rose. Long-time listener, and I love your show. Question on returning from foreign travel. I think at the beginning of the program, maybe I didn't hear clearly or misunderstood what you said. Is there a difference in COVID-19 testing requirements for vaccinated versus non-vaccinated people?
There is not. No.
Okay.
You all have to get it.
I heard you say something about one day.
Yep. So what
the time frame.
Yeah. So what's happening now? The Department of Homeland Security is saying that they're going to have stricter protocol for unvaccinated Americans who want to come back into the country soon. So unvaccinated people who want to get back into the country soon. They're vague about it. We don't know what that's going to be. But currently, anybody vaccinated or unvaccinated that wants to come back into the United States that has been on foreign soil must have a negative COVID test.
Okay, so this one-day requirement is something that's not been published yet.
Correct.
You say it's something that they're considering.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I didn't hear everything. Thank you.
You got it.
You're
welcome.
That for me.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Richard. From the 414 over here, I'm traveling to South Carolina and Charleston next Friday for 6 days. What are the must-sees? Hey, that's not a COVID question.
Well, y'all get ready for about the most southern exposure you could possibly have. It is a charming, charming town. If you have any interest in history at all, Fort Sumter, does that ring a bell with you, Dayton? Remember your history lessons from back in the day? Is something you probably want to go see. There's another beautiful place called Battery and White Point Gardens. In November, I'm not sure that it'll be as beautiful as it is during the summer, but obviously it doesn't get very cold there. And one thing about Charleston and many of the southern cities, including Savannah and some of the others, they really start their decorating process for the holidays very, very early to kind of compensate for the fact that the flowers are starting to fade a little bit, kind of thing. Magnolia Plantation, another beautiful, beautiful place. So they do have a rather good aquarium in Charleston as well. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So things to do. So let's wrap this up. Go through the events that are coming up again for us. Quick.
Okay, so we got a couple of them. The one I really, really want to make sure that I point out to everybody is the one that's happening on the 20th, because I will not be talking to you again between now and that date. And that's the most important one for now. Colleen, I know you're listening. Alaska's important too. We'll get to that. But October 20th, World Tour Showcase, we are going to highlight and announce and launch all of our 2023 group tours that our beautiful group department has been laboring over for weeks and months, putting together, getting it all in a presentation form. Colleen and I will be presenting. We will be talking about all of the beautiful trips we've got coming up. That's as much as I dare say, because I have been threatened that if I even let one thing out of the bag, I'm going to be in deep trouble. So you do not want to miss that.
So that's Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Right.
But if you don't have that hour available, still sign up and you can get something sent later.
Right.
Correct?
So the email will come to everybody who registered.
Okay.
I don't want us to have a false sense of how many people are on this, but I believe our go-to meeting can accommodate 999 people.
Okay. So plenty of room.
Yes. Not like back in the old days. Although I love, love, love in-person shows. Sometimes we did have to stop because we had gotten capacity of a room in a hotel whatever. So that never happens. That's one of the perks, one of the very few perks of doing virtual. One day we'll be back in person. I just know it. But we are also doing a virtual onstage Alaska show with our good friends at Holland America. That's happening on the 28th of October. And that's at 3 o'clock. And Dayton, actually, what you said now might actually have more impact on that particular show, because that's a 3 p.m. show. Not everybody can make that. So if you want to make sure that you get the recording of that when you sign up for that as well. So Colleen and I will be on both of those. We love doing them. I'm just super duper excited about the whole World Tour Showcase. We were very fuzzy about how we were handling 2022. Much of what happened in 2022 was were groups that had moved from 21 to 22.
Right.
So, you know, we had the Jeff Wagner trip, we had the Greece trip. That was pretty much the extent of what happened in 2021.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy that we're even still talking about this, but goodness, we know we're moving forward and so excited about, you know, those kinds of things that we can look forward to. And again, for those people who are saying, I'm just not there yet, this is 23.
Right.
All of 22 to anticipate and get excited about the trip. And then it's happening in 23.
Tell us what offices are open for you guys.
So pretty much every office is open with the exception of Green Bay and Oshkosh.
Okay.
So right now, Appleton's office is open, Sheboygan office, Fond du Lac office, Brookfield, Greenfield, everything. And again, always call 866-GO-FOX-GO, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's a good way to do it. Just say, you know, I'm planning on visiting you at such and such an office. I just want to make sure they're there. It's open, but we're almost there. We're almost there. We've got some new staff hired. They're in training right now. So we're bulking back up again because we're ready. We're ready for you. We're ready for your questions. We're ready to help you. We're ready to walk you through this somewhat scary and a little bit unknown area.
FoxWorldTravel.com has all the information you need. It's been another good show, Rose. Thank you for being here. I know you've been here. Guess what? I'm not going to be here again next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Alex,
what are you,
Crow,
like every other week,
yeah,
guy?
I've taken 2 days off all year and now 2 days off in October. So then I'll be
good.
Back on track.
Alex and I will manage without you, but
I know
we'll
you
miss
did.
You,
I listened all last weekend on my way back from Green Bay. It
all
was
right.
Great.
Well,
so,
safe travels to wherever you're going.
Yes.
And we'll talk to everybody after the event.
Sounds good. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next with Money Talk. And we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Alex Crow.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.